Time now on WHD for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we are focusing on something very topical as we just coming off the Iowa caucuses. We are in the presidential election cycle, and so we got to be aware of what you read on the internet, because not everything you read is true.
Exactly right. So here come the fake AI-generated news sites that are popping up everywhere, and most of the information on those sites is there to sensationalize and to get eyes on it, because what they do, once you've looked at that website, they get paid on those looks.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's a good formula for disaster. Okay, so paid for looks, and so the more outrageous stuff you come up with, the more looks you get, and so you can make more money that way, those being the fake news writers, I guess, or AI is doing this.
Yeah, the rise of the news bots. It's all AI-generated now, and it's proliferating online, especially during this presidential election cycle. But there's a new sheriff in town, not really new, but it's a company called NewsGuard, which calls itself the Internet Trust Tool, and it's been developed and is owned and managed by two very high-profile journalist-type people. So they're pretty well up there where you need to be when you're talking journalism. And the problem with this is that so many of those news bots don't even identify who owns the websites. Mm. So you have to be very careful with what we're looking at.
Yeah, that's for sure, because, again, with so much information out there, this stuff, it just seems the incredible amount of stories that are out there now is just, I don't know, exploded over the last several years, especially when it comes to, you know, people are craving information, and so they go to the internet, we know, for news. But you're right, who's writing the news, David? Now, you know, for most people, you know, really, you'd stick to your brand names. I think you'd kind of know what you're getting, but you got to be careful.
Exactly right. And that's what their goal is here. They're to get you to get onto those websites and get some looks at them, you know, make sure the people are seeing it. And then they're trying to fool Google, Bing, and other search engines into indexing their content. So that brings even more eyeballs to their ad-laden pages for revenue generation. And the thing about that is no one's betting these websites or the information that's on them. So the more outrageous, the more eyeballs they get.
Okay, so NewsGuard is something that's trying to prevent. I mean, I guess that's what we're going to have to do is police ourselves, I guess. And so you could, I mean, it's at some point, some of this stuff will need to get like a certification or something.
Yeah, something's going to have to change in the very near future, just because there's so much stuff out there not being controlled, monitored, or managed by folks that should be doing it. It's all out for revenue generation, and that's the name of the game on the internet. You know, it's vast amounts of clickbait articles to advertise, to optimize that advertising revenue. So I mentioned in the article here that there were three websites out of 49 that they actually looked at, mm-hmm. that even today they're already down.
Okay.
So as more and more of these websites are identified and reported, the ISPs and other government is working to get them shut down. Just like malware and malware service, command and control service, everyone's trying to get them shut down. But because of AI, this just happens constantly, 24/7, and they just keep popping up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, on one hand, you have people saying, you know, you should be able to, you know, I guess the freedom, you know, to write whatever you want and to say whatever you want, but at least it should be marked as, this is all completely made up stuff. I mean, it is my right, but this is all fake. I have no real facts at all.
Exactly. And with AI, you know, today you can kind of tell if an article is written by AI because there's some telltale signs in how it's all written out. But it's getting better every day. So my guess is over the next 6 months, we are not going to be able to tell whether it's an AI-generated news article or if it was something actually put together by a journalist.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I had already seen. Well, I mean, this at least wouldn't affect us, you know, Dan. But I'd seen something about, you know, not long, you know, with the AI generated bot delivering the news, like some kind of AI image delivering the news that could replace an anchor person.
And think about that. You could probably get your face on radio that way.
Maybe I could. I don't. The other thing, David, I don't know. Do you know? You know, and this is not so much with the WATD because this is all written by humans here. You get local content written on our website at 959WATD.com. But sometimes you'll see a lot of these newspapers and TV and radio stations are owned by big companies, so they have, you know, their local content. But then at the bottom, I see a lot of stories, and I often wonder where that stuff comes from, because it seems like stuff that's definitely very heavy clickbaity type of material on there.
Usually, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know who's writing that, or if that's just a formula, because, you know, I mean, these are legitimate news sites that have all this good stuff up at the top, but down the bottom or something that'll be like, you know, like an article like, you know, Dan McCready and Rob Hakala see how they've aged, or some, you know, some kind of weird story about an act. You know what I'm saying? You see that stuff too.
I do.
Like, boy, you can't believe the photo of so and so. And it makes
right.
me want to go there.
Clickbait. It's all clickbait to get you to click on it, which will in fact generate revenue for the website that information is hosted on. And you get sucked into that hole, that deep hole, to go looking at how things have changed, or how people's looks have changed over the past 10 years. And in many cases, when you do this, you don't even get to see the information that you initially clicked on.
Yeah, it's always a letdown.
Yep.
So, not that, of course, I would go there very often. But yeah, no, I've certainly felt for some of that stuff, and now I just see it, and you can kind of see it now when you notice it. But obviously, the AI will try to make it more difficult, and so that's the thing to be aware of. So I guess in terms of what people need to know about, David, what would you let people kind of leave people with?
Well, so we all need to vet the information that we're looking at before we take it to heart and then again pass it on. So my suggestion is if folks go to newsguardtech.com, see what the current state of the affairs of journalism might be on the internet, and make some decisions from there. You'll at least see the websites that are identified as being totally or mostly AI generated, which could and could not be true, we don't know, and then make some decisions as to what type of information you want to take into your own heart and soul.
All right. Check it out, actsmartit.com. That's where David has his blog to learn more about the fake AI generated news sites out there. Actsmartit.com. Right, David?
That's it. Check out my blog link and get some links to newsguard.tech.com.
David Snell, AxeSmart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. AxeSmartIT.com.